answering the phone. Great tip, I highly recommend. Place a mirror on the phone. Make sure your person answering the phone is smiling. Trust me, the person on the other end of that phone will know. Whoever is answering the phone should be darn happy that phone is ringing. In most cases, it is the lifeline of the office. I've been in an office where I saw the office manager actually huff and puff when the phone rang. Is that good energy to send out there? So, here's a game you can do also. Put a dollar into that aforementioned gossip fine jar every time the phone rings. Oh, you'll see people really psychologically looking for that phone to ring. Just be careful they don't have their friends calling them. Personal phone calls do not count. Do not put people on hold until you get their information. Be pleasant. Be warm. The person is probably in pain. Do not be distracted while you're talking to the person on the phone. Give them your undivided attention. As you learn to confidently enjoy a practice free from the shackles of insurance oppression, you will need to handle initial phone calls in a manner conducive to helping the patient to see why you run the office is the best way for everyone. So here's a great example of an initial phone call, a script that you can use often. All right, the phone rings. Dr. Health's office, how may I help you? I want to make an appointment. Certainly, I can help you with that. Your name is Mr. Smith. Hello, Mr. Smith. My name is Donna. What is it that's troubling you? Parentheses. Get the patient invested. Also, notice how the conversation is focused on the patient, and unlike most other doctor's office, the first question is not, what insurance do you have? I cannot tell you how often patients have said, I really appreciated that the first question is, why do you need to see the doctor? What's going on? You know, something about them. So please keep that in mind within the first opening lines to say that to the patient. So the patient says, I hurt my back. They will be a little shocked, doctor. I'm not kidding you. So, oh, I hurt my back. Oh, okay. Well, you'll soon be in good hands. When would you like to get in? As soon as possible. Okay, parentheses. Even if this is your first patient in your career, you must give the impression that you are packed. You can be the greatest doctor, but if you seem wide open, it can send the wrong message. Now, let's resume. Well, let's see what I can do for you. I can get you in tomorrow. There's a 10 o'clock in the morning or a 4 in the afternoon. Which is better for you? Oh, neither one, really. Silence. Well, let's see. There's a 12 o'clock next Monday. Do you see what happened, doctors? You cannot let patients dictate to you. We'll cover that later on. I know. I've done it in my career, and it always bit me in the gluteus maximus. So here, and silence is very powerful, doctors. Please use silence whenever you can. It really is a powerful tool to use in every aspect of your life. So you see here, the receptionist, when the person couldn't take either the 10 o'clock or the 4 o'clock tomorrow, she bumped it back. Okay, well then next week. Let's resume. The patient says, oh, you know what? I can make the 4 o'clock if I change an appointment. And the receptionist replies, that's great. What could be more important than getting yourself taken care of, right? You're right. Yeah, I'll be there. Oh, do you take my insurance? Sends a shiver down your spine, doesn't it, doctors? Yes. We work with you with all insurances. Now, a doctor once said to me, that seems misleading, Dr. Charles, and I don't agree. What does take insurance mean? We have this implication of that, but people imply things and it doesn't really mean what everybody thinks it means. Do you take insurance? Yeah. You know, we work with you with the insurance. So don't worry about the implication. Take means, oh, you just, you know, do everything for my insurance, treat me and do everything else, I don't have to pay anything. No, that's not it. Because if you really think about it, doctors, what's the difference between you doing the work, eventually getting paid from the insurance company, and then billing the patient, or they just paying you, and whatever the insurance company would have paid you, it just gives the patient directly. So it really does even out. So please, if you're not comfortable with that, don't use it. But I mean, I'm not being misleading at all. Do you take insurance? Yes, we work with you with all insurances. Or, as I've said often, do you take insurance? No, we take patients. You can do that also. Sometimes in New York City, I can get away with being a little biting. In your area, that might not go over well, so please use discretion. All right, let's resume. Yes, we work with you with all insurances. How it works is you pay for the treatment after the doctor takes care of you, and we give you the receipt, parentheses. Doctor, I know it's called a super bill. You know it's called a super bill. That's what the health insurance bill is called. But to a patient, the word super bill doesn't give anybody the warm fuzzies. It sounds like you're going to get a bill for $1 million. So we call it a receipt. I suggest you call it a receipt. Don't call it a super bill. Let's get back to that. After the doctor takes care of you, we give you the receipt to submit to your own insurance company. Do you catch that phrase there too, doctors? Your own insurance company. You know, if the insurance is giving you a problem or not paying for chiropractic, you know, you pick the insurance company. All right, let's resume. Oh, you don't just do it. We have found that it's much easier for the doctor to focus on helping you if each patient submits to his or her own insurance company than for us to submit to 100 different ones. This helps to keep our costs down to you because we don't need to hire additional staff just to do what you can do easier with the insurance that you chose. This way, you're just paying for the doctor's expertise. I'm sure you caught everything in that paragraph, putting it all on the patient. It's their responsibility. It's their insurance. We've just created this monster, this hydra, but like the mythological hydra where if Hercules cut one head off and two would grow back, he figured out how to defeat that, and we will defeat this monster we've created, not by battling it on its own terms, trying to sit there and cut off a head and two more grow back with different forms as we get delayed to get paid, but by not letting it into our office at all. All right, let's continue with the script. How much is the visit? The initial visit is, you know, whatever your visit is. Let's just pick $200. The initial visit is $200 for approximately an hour-long visit with the doctor. This includes your examination and treatment. The following visits are $100, or half the price of your visit, for half-hour visits. Patient responds, $200 an hour? Why does she need an hour? My last chiropractor saw me for 10 minutes and charged $30. The receptionist responds, if you don't mind me asking, how did that work out? Well, you know darn well how it worked out, as the patient wouldn't be calling you. Well, I'm still in pain. Dr. Health needs to spend time with you and figure out what's wrong and which treatment is best for you. I like that idea, but that's expensive. Really? May I ask, compared to what? Well, I just can't afford that. Well, that's a shame because she is the best. Yeah, I've heard that, but I don't have the money. Again, silence. If you like, I can have the doctor find someone more in your price range. Or, Mr. Smith, did you know we accept credit cards? And there's an optional one. You heard right, Mr. Smith. Dr. Health is the best. And as you know, you get what you pay for, and you deserve the best, don't you? Oh, okay, I'm really hurting, so I'll be there. Great, you'll be happy you did. And don't worry, Dr. Health will take great care of you and give you answers. May I have your phone number in case I need to contact you? We will see you tomorrow at 4. You can download the new patient forms from our website, or you can come in 15 minutes early and fill out the forms. Do you know where we are located? And then there's optional, you could also say, Mr. Smith, if something opens up today, would you like me to give you a call? Is this the best number to reach you at? So I hope you appreciated the script and how to handle it. In future modules, I will give you what I call verbal judo or verbal self-defense, how to handle yourself and not get into a power struggle with the patient. And it is very helpful, even if the patient legitimately, you know, they might not, money might be tight, of course. And if you offer to refer the patient to someone more in their price range, most people will say, oh, wait, no, I want to come in. Try it. You'll see, doctors. It works beautifully, and it is the truth. Now, Like any relationship, do not use trickery, do not use force, and do not be desperate. What I mean by this last one is, do not change your office policy for anyone. Be willing to send a patient somewhere else if there's a conflict right away. Believe me, the relationship wouldn't have gotten better. Always maintain your dignity, whether you're just starting out, or well-established, or now switching to a cash practice.